to the El. We're continuing with Hilchos Tefillin, Chaf Hei Seif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Arosh Hayam Esadera Brachot Ad Otei Yisrael B'Tifara." The Rosh, Rabbeinu Usher, used to say the bracha of Birchad HaShachar, who girds Israel with glory. And only then would he put on his tefillin and then say this bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains that the tiferet, the beautiful pe'er, refers to tefillin, and that's why he would stop to connect the tefillin, the glory of a Jew, to the bracha. Mishnah Berurah writes, as we probably know, that this is not our minhag. We don't do this. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say we should do it. He just quotes the Rosh, seemingly approving it, but that's not the custom. We also think about Otei Yisrael B'Tefara, about our kippah, our hat. These are also our glory. And many touch their heads or their tefillin when you say this bracha, apparently, writes the Arzur T'Chaim. Certainly doesn't hurt to do that. Always a good idea to be conscious of our tefillin, but I don't see too many people doing that. One more halacha for today. Halacha Dalet. You need to have your tefillin on you when you say Kriyat Shema and tefillah, i.e. Amidah. That's obviously better to have tefillin on as much as you can, certainly throughout chakras, but minimally when you're saying Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the Gemara teaches us that if you say Kriyat Shema without tefillin, it's like Edus Sheker, which means your false testimony, because you're reading in the Shema about how you should wear tefillin, shartam la'ot, and you're not actually wearing tefillin. So you gotta wear your tefillin. If you get your tefillin right before Shema, you should put them on. On Tisha B'Av, when we don't wear tefillin until midday, so then you put on your tefillin, you use it for mincha, and many will say Shema also right before mincha. It's a very good thing to do, appropriate. One interesting shaila that comes up, let's say you're running late and you see that you're going to miss Kriyat Shema according to the earlier time, that's the Magen Avram, but you like to be makbid to say Shema before, according to the Magen Avram, but if you do it that way, you won't have time to put on your tefillin. So is it better to wait and put on your tefillin and be yotze according to the Gra, which is the majority opinion, or to say Shema and then later put on your tefillin and say Shema again? So here we have Machloikas. According to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you could say Shema and then later put on your tefillin. It's not considered Edus Sheker in that case. According to Rav Kanievsky, better to just wait. Don't say Shema according to the Magen Avraham, put on your tefillin and be Yotze according to the Gra. So it seems like you have what to rely upon either way, and you should have a great day of connection with Hashem and tefillin and mitzvahs.